I had a customer whose main purpose in life was to ensure that I didn't make any money. Here's a guy who was worth a couple of $100 million. And it's hard to imagine somebody amassing a fortune like that spending all of his time making sure that I didn't.
Sure.
But, you know, that's what he did. And he had all these moves. He would come in and he would order a glass of wine, usually the cheapest one on the menu, yes. You know, and he would drink 7/8 of it. And when the bartender would say, you know, can I get you another? He'd say, you know, just give me a splash because nobody's expected to pay for a splash.
Sure.
His idea of a splash was like 5 ounces, you know. So he would splash 7 or 8 times. I mean, Shamu doesn't splash as much as this guy would. So one night he calls me up and he says, listen, I'm coming in with a date. And I'm like, good luck. He said, but I want you to make a big VIP deal about this with me. You know, right. You know, I'm going to order a bottle of wine, the whole thing. You know, just pick out a nice wine for me. Something really good in the $25 right. to $30 range.
Yeah, she's paying, right?
Okay. Yeah, so. And could you extend the price fix for me? Because I can't make it there by 7. If I got to go pick her up, it's like insane. Finally comes in with this woman. I pick out this Liberty School Cabernet. At the time, I think on the menu it was $30 or $35 or whatever. Okay. Now, while all this is going on, a friend of his comes in and sees him there. And he says to the hostess, I want to buy Mr. So-and-so a drink, a round of drinks. Just put the wine on my tab. Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, the hostess had come over and told the waitress that, you know, the other guy's going to buy the wine for
sure.
Mr. So-and-so, right? So he lets him know that the guy's buying his wine so he can thank him. So I present the Liberty School Cabernet, and he goes, oh, no, that's not what I ordered. I ordered the Philip Tony Cab, which is $220. So I'm like, I distinctly heard you say, pick out a bottle. No, that's not what I ordered. And he's telling the date, and he's giving me the Herbert Lom eye.
Right. He's blinking at
you. Yeah, right? Okay, I go downstairs, I get the Philip Tony Cabernet, which was $220. And he didn't bat an eye. I'm sure that the other guy did when he got the bill. I mean, you know.
He didn't know.
And he goes to me, he'll explain to me later what he was doing. You know, mm-hmm. He says, you know, I did that for you. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, you did a few. You made, you know, an extra $100 on a deal.
Right. Oh.
Oh, and he goes, what would you do without me? I don't know, maybe make a profit. I don't know. Maybe I can make a living without you.
Exactly.